I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The 4th of July is one of the busiest times of the year on the New Jersey shore, and this year many communities are still recovering from Superstorm Sandy. To that end, some property owners are lifting their homes or businesses up off the ground so they're better prepared for the next big storm. The people who actually do the lifting are called house jackers, and this year they've come from all over the country to the Jersey shore. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tracy Samuelson from WHYY introduced us to one of them.
There are just a few final bolts to cut to free this house from its foundation.
There you go, see? That's good, Greg. Let's go up a little. That's good.
Jeremy Patterson and his crew from Ducky Johnson House Movers came up from Louisiana for this job. A 2,600 square foot home in Point Pleasant that really does not want to go anywhere.
But it's been a struggle we fought with this house because of the way it was constructed. It was over-constructed, made for hurricanes. It was made not to come off the ground.
It didn't budge during Sandy, but it did take on water.
Well, we've been kicking ourselves in the nuts trying to get this thing off the ground. And we finally got to the point where it's going up.
Inside the house, the crew has made a waist-high belt of wooden planks, secured to the home studs with some 1,100 screws. Under the wooden belt, there are steel beams. Under the beams, 14 jacks that will lift the house in unison. The jacks push against the beams, which push against the wooden belt, which lifts the house.
Okay, we're going to go up a little. Here we go, Bud.
Bud is Jeremy's 16-year-old son, Greg. He's homeschooled so he can work alongside his dad. The whole family is moving up from Slidell as the company takes on more work here. Already they have 6 crews working in New Jersey and others in Texas, Louisiana, Florida.
My daddy moved houses and I'm too dumb to do anything else. When I was a kid, 5 years old, he'd take me to job sites to move houses. It's a generation thing, and we're all thankful because at the end of the day, we can sit back as a family and relax and enjoy each other.
Patterson mans a bright orange board with pressure gauges and a big lever that cues all 14 jacks to lift at once. Slowly, the house starts to levitate. Just a few inches at first. The team cuts away anything that still rubs against the house as it rises.
You know, I think there's always a spike in demand after a storm, you know, because people get flooded and they don't want to go through it again.
Plus, new FEMA maps have expanded the size of flood zones and increased the recommended elevation for many people's homes. Those with substantial damage from Sandy are required to lift their houses to these new heights. FEMA maps and natural disasters. Patterson knows a thing or two about these things.
You know, I flooded my own house. In Isaac, I took water in my house. I took 18 inches of water in Isaac in my house. So I'm scheduled to jack my own house in Louisiana in 2 weeks.
The owners of this home estimate they'll spend $85,000 to $100,000 to lift the home and build a new foundation.
It's truly a big stimulus package for the local economy.
Patterson's just one piece of that, the jacking.
Well, then he's hiring a plumber, he's hiring an electrician, he's hiring carpenters, he's hiring foundation guys.
Patterson's so in demand that for the last couple of months, a Canadian reality TV crew has been following him around, filming his house jacking escapades. But with so much work to be done, Patterson worries newcomers will want to get into the business. He says homeowners should make sure that their elevator is fully insured, that they're using a unified jacking system that synchronizes all the jacks so that they lift at once.
And whoever's running that machine should have 10, 20 years experience. Not a plumber yesterday or a carpenter. You know, that's the problem with any natural disaster. Everybody becomes a professional in that subject real fast.
The house goes up 8 inches at a time before the team stops to build up these towers that surround each jack to support the house. The stacked wooden blocks look like a giant version of the towers in the kids' game Jenga. With the house resting on the blocks, the jacks are reset to lift the house another 8 inches.
Are you ready? Now, you're a small little thing compared to a good-looking fat guy I am. Okay? But if you go to grab one of these blocks, okay, they weigh about 80 pounds. They're solid oak.
Oh, yeah. Patterson is...
self-proclaimed good-looking fat guy.
No, wait.
Self-proclaimed best-looking house member in the country. That's it.
So they go up 8 inches, stop and reset, then 8 more. The plan is to lift the house 8 feet.
We got a little work to do today, huh?
And a lot more work to lift the shore out of the way of the next storm. For Here and Now, I'm Tracy Samuelson in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.